Hello, everyone. Welcome to the How to Quest podcast. This is Todd.
This is Alex.
And welcome. You may have noticed I finally figured out how to use GarageBand. I actually added some of the music last episode, but
we have themes now.
Yeah, but now we're officially we have themes. We have actual music, and you know, I figured out it wasn't too tough. You just gotta find the loop samples, and then they all piece them together.
Yeah,
it's pretty easy. But you know what? we didn't even decide on a theme yet. I don't think the mirror didn't really tell us anything.
I mean, it's always vague, anyways, right?
It's pretty vague. I don't know. What do you think what do you think it's going to be about?
The
what do
theme,
you think?
Okay. I think the theme is going to be about trees.
Trees?
Trees. Possibly some shrubs.
I can see that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of trees. There's a lot of trees everywhere. You go outside, there's trees. Technically, they're involved with, like, almost everything you're doing because they're always in your view whenever you're
right?
outside.
Right, so I have the highest chance of being correct right now if I just say that's about trees.
Yeah, I could say it's about air.
True.
In that case, as long as it's on a planet, we're correct. Unless maybe they don't have air there. They breathe, I don't know.
Cocaine. Just copious amounts of cocaine all around them.
It snows cocaine. That's just the typical weather when it's not on fire or completely frozen, apparently.
I mean, that would explain a lot of what goes on there, actually.
Yeah, that would. Everyone's on cocaine all the time. And if they're not on cocaine, then you are basically the equivalent of us being on drugs in our world. Because they're always high.
Yeah, yeah.
So then they don't get high, and they're like, what the fuck is this? What is the world around me? And then, and that's probably how
this entire podcast is one big trip.
Yeah. We're just always tripping all the time. No, we're not. I'll do drugs.
Say no, right?
Yeah. On weekdays. I am responsible, okay? But, you know, we should probably, you know, now that we have themes and stuff, start doing some other professional things. We got, alright, I'll list some things off for you. If you want to listen to this podcast, we got a lot of places now.
Oh yeah, we're all over.
Our main feed is on Podomatic, but we're also on Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and I think
soon to be YouTube.
Oh, and soon to be YouTube. Soon to be YouTube. We'll have those up. And
we're also on Twitter now.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we do have a Twitter now.
We have two followers currently. One's a bot and one's your girlfriend, so so we're living it up.
All right. Yeah. So if you want to hop on the hype train that is our Twitter, you can always follow us on Twitter at, what is it? You made it.
It's how_to_quest.
Oh, okay. There you go. We also have a Facebook page. Just like type in how to quest and look for a picture of four-faced squid.
It should be
pretty
picture.
Obvious.
Yeah.
Is there anywhere else? I don't know. I think that's it. I think that's the extent of our outreach to the world.
We're just on the internet at random spots. Search for us everywhere.
Slowly putting out our tendrils and hooking them into the internet, and we'll let you know if there's any other places that we post them at. But that's where you can find us for now. Anyway, since we didn't have, well, it's probably about trees.
It's probably about trees.
But if any listeners out there want to give us a prompt, you can feel free. I'm sure the magic mirror kind of, it gives us a message, but like, sometimes it doesn't even relate.
Like, yeah, like, I mean, like...
Last week I said there was a cursed book, and I don't even think there was a cursed book
at
all.
There was never a cursed book at all. It was just a cursed dimension. Well, if, the entire library was cursed, I guess.
If there's something that you think Bustang and Finkelstein probably should be caught up with, feel free to post on either Facebook or tweet at us. Or you can send it to our email. That's fantasticalquesticle@gmail.com, spelled CLE at the end of both of those, like you're spelling testicle.
Clarification.
Coincidence?
I think not.
That's up to you to decide. That's up to you. But anyway, I think that's it.
Yeah, that sounds good.
That. All right, I guess we can just turn on the magic mirror
and then just see what happens.
Yeah, just get into it. See what Bustang and Finkelstein, aka ourselves, are up to this week.
So, do you think this mirror will burn?
That's a good question, because, I mean, it's magical, so does that mean, do magical objects burn? Or, probably some do, right?
Some must. I mean, like, the only reason I built this campfire was to see if this would burn.
I mean, yeah, well, we might as well try, right? Put it on. Oh, God. All right. No, I'm thinking. Okay. Hello. Citizens of Roadbed.
We're just having a little camp out.
Yeah, we're having a little camp out in the woods here. Yeah, you know, we've got some sticks. We're going to go, roast some fish heads.
Oh, yes. All of the fish heads.
Always fish heads.
I wonder why always fish heads.
Looking at you, Four-Face, at your sarcastic face.
He always has the sarcastic face on more than his other faces.
Yeah, it's definitely his most common face.
His
by
favorite
far.
Face.
Well, we've come out to the what are the woods here called again? I forget. We passed the sign on the way in.
Oh, they're called the Carolian Forest.
Ah, the Carolian Forest. Yes, yeah. Because after we left the library last week, I was reading some of the book Hobnob gave us, and
old Hobnob.
Now that I think about it, I don't think he got a single spell correct. Every single time he tried to cast a spell,
but it did not work out. He had a name tag, so he must have been a renowned wizard.
That's true. You could see the power emanating from his name tag.
Maybe he was just having a bad day.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, we gotta go back in a week anyway, or we have to give him our eternal souls, so we'll see him again.
Yeah, we'll see him again. Hopefully.
Maybe we can ask him. Maybe he'll be better off this time. But I was reading the book, and it said that the Shredders used to have a hideout here in the Corellian Woods. So, we're looking around.
I don't really see them.
Yeah, it's a lot of tall trees. They're like, it's pretty thick trees. This is pretty, these are some foreboding trees, honestly. Bodacious trees. One of them's got knots that just look like boobs. I don't know if there's a lot of other trees that have branches that are just all growing towards that tree with the boobs, so I don't know if that's...
It's probably a sign.
I mean, are the trees having sex, I think, is the bottom question. I was beating around the bush, but
I'm not even sure how trees have sex.
I mean, is that it? Do they slowly grow their branches towards the... towards the females? Is that just like a 100-year boner that they get, and it just...
I mean, that's one way to do it. Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do.
In that case, it's a real race against time. We're watching We're watching the mating process. Like, this is going on right now. Before our eyes, but not, like, you can't tell.
Yeah.
Because they're moving so slowly, but...
Maybe to them they're going at lightning speed, we don't know.
Yeah, maybe this is pretty fast. One of them could have already got a little early, you know what I'm saying? Now it's probably going, it could be retreating. This one that kind of looks like it's falling towards the ground. Yeah, I think that one flopped.
I'm not even sure we're supposed to be watching this right now.
Yeah, I kind of feel uncomfortable. I don't think I'm going to go on a hunch that the Shredder's hideout is not over there.
No, it can't possibly be over there.
All right, you're right. Let's put out this fire. Let's put out this fire. All right. Well, we'll just go. I can't really tell which direction is which at this point.
We should go west.
West. A.K.A. directly away from this,
yes.
This tree, this tree group bang that's going on right now.
I do wish them the best of luck, though.
I do. May the best tree win. We'll find out in a few hundred years or so. But, yeah, let's go. Let's get out of here. Four-Face, could you be a little quieter? Because if there's a hideout here, they're going to hear you from a mile away. And they're going to be gone, or they're going to be waiting for us. Both of which are the worst possible things.
Yeah, so that's just the worst possible thing.
Because they... Who knows what they're capable of? I was reading in the book that their preferred weapon is a pizza slicer.
Pizza slicer?
Yes, it's a pizza slicer.
That's vicious.
They just put it up against you, and they just run it against you, and they slice you up. And it's,
oh, God.
They had some gruesome images. They cut you into perfect triangles. It's very impressive, though.
What do they do with the triangles, though?
I'd rather... There were some other illustrations, but I don't want to talk about the illustrations.
Well,
they put sausage on them. Not food sausage.
So a surprise attack is the best thing for us.
Yeah, we're definitely going for the surprise attack is what I'm trying to say. So we keep it down for a face, okay?
Yes.
Finkelstein, you got to keep your steed in line here. He's just knocking over trees and branches all over the place.
Well, he's kind of big and the trees are close together, so I can't fully play them, but just squish yourself together for a face.
All right. There you go. He's doing a little better.
He's squeezing through.
He's listening for once. That's good. At least he's here this time. Usually we go off on something and he's nowhere to be found.
I've been making some serious progress.
Yeah, well, he's here, I gotta take your word for it. I gotta take your word. I think I see something up ahead though. Looks like some ruins.
Oh.
Do you think this could be the Shredder? Shredder hideout.
Shredder hideout's ruins. It would make sense. It's pretty low key. I don't think anyone would want to be here.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm thinking. Alright. There's a bit of an ominous fog rolling in, so I think this is our best chance.
We're going with the cover.
We're gonna go real quiet. Tell Four-Face to wait here because there's no way he's gonna be able to be as quiet as we can.
Alright. Stay boy.
Just give him some fish. Okay.
Alright, here's a lot of fish bodies. I saved them all up for just this occasion.
Why didn't we just eat the fish bodies?
For an occasion like this, now I wouldn't have any, would I?
Fair enough. Alright, let's just creep up. I think it's hard to see through this fog. Finkelstein, where are you?
I'm not entirely sure. I think I'm behind you.
Yeah, I think you are. That's the direction that your sound is coming from. So I think we found each other.
All right, good.
This fog is very disorienting.
Are we still going west?
I think so. I can't even see the ruins anymore. But oh wait, hold on. My hand's touching something.
It's touching something.
It feels like a rock wall. I think we're at the ruins.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna feel around. All right, there's a hole here. Let's climb through the hole. I still can you see anything?
Oh,
I
it's can't pretty see dark anything. In here. There's fog even inside here.
Uh Yeah, hold on. You know what? Let me reach into my bag. I think, you know what, if we can't see them, what if they can see us? We want the advantage in being able to see. Clearly, they can't see because they don't have a light. So I think I'm going to use my light.
Perfect.
And we'll light this area up. All right, hold on. Let me get something going here. All right, there we go. All right, this is a little bit better.
Wow, I didn't know it still burned that well.
Yeah, it's... I'm pretty good at starting fires, if you couldn't tell.
I could tell.
It's one of my specialties. Soap is, it's much more inflammable than you'd think.
Oh, okay.
Flammable, inflammable. They're the same word, in case you didn't know.
Thank you for that vocabulary.
What a fun word that I used right there. I just wanted to point that out to you, Christine. I wanted you to appreciate the vocabulary. Yeah, but I guess it's empty because they haven't attacked us, so we're still alive and not cut in the perfect triangles. So,
Success.
Let's look around, though. Let's see. Do you see anything?
There's some markings on the wall over here.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Let me come over here.
There might be some symbols or something.
Oh, there is. It looks like there's a chicken, and it's sitting on top of an egg, and then it says, "Which came first?
Which came first?
It's clearly a riddle here.
Yes.
Which came first?
Probably. I don't know.
I'd say...
It has to be the egg, right?
I'd say, well, first there was... Well, okay, you can have an egg or you can have a chicken.
Right.
But where did those come from? Perhaps we should say, who made both of them? That's a question. Yeah, getting real philosophical with this riddle here. Based on that, I'm going to say egg. Egg definitely came first. Egg created everything, in case you didn't know. Egg created all. Finkelstein may disagree with me, but I would say believe, but it's just fact that the land of Deodar was in a giant egg, and then the mother rabbit came and sat upon the egg.
Don't lay eggs.
You don't know god rabbits. What do you know of a god rabbit? A god rabbit can do anything at once. A dog can eat its own shit.
Yes,
why can't a rabbit lay an egg?
Rabbit can eat shit as well.
That's in the fourth dimension, though. I'm talking about reality here, Finkelstein. Come back to reality.
I'm starting to think this.
The rabbit sat on the egg. And then the chicken came and drop kicked the egg and it exploded, and then that's where Deodar came from.
Oh.
So I think that this is clearly some very old ruins right here. This is I don't know, do you think Shredders would have been here before?
Probably would have tampered with the drawings a little bit, don't you think?
I agree for sure. Wait, hold on. What? Do you hear something?
Ooh.
Wait. Oh, it sounds like someone's there. I can't see. The fog is getting even thicker.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello there. You. Yes, you.
Yes.
Us?
Us.
Yes, it is I.
Who are you? I can't see you.
I'm scared.
I am the ghost of these ruins. My name is Zanzar.
Zanzar?
Yes, Zanzar, you're the ghost of these ruins?
Yes.
Did we get the answer to the riddle right?
I cannot say because that is a religious opinion that I don't participate in religious conversations. It makes for bad company.
I guess that's a fair argument.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair enough, I guess, if that's your cup of tea. We can talk politics instead.
No. Kings don't matter. Everybody can do whatever the fuck they want, because you're all ghosts eventually.
I feel it.
Yeah, I'm a fan of this guy knows what's up, I think. Zanzar, have you seen any, shredders here?
What are shredders?
The best way to describe them would be, marauding lesbians.
Marauding lesbians?
Yes.
I think I may have seen, what did they look like?
Well, generally, short hair.
Mm-hmm.
Probably wearing some unfeminine like clothing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And probably running at a fierce speed, trying to get through these ruins.
Oh yeah. Did they carry around these large
pizza cutters?
Wheels of yes, they were using it. Man. They had these big wheels of cheese.
Yes.
And they were just cutting them up. And I wanted to do something. The cheese was crying out. I saw the ghost of the cheese.
Ghost of the cheese? I was supposed to be so obvious.
There's the cheese now.
It is I, the cheese ghost.
This is haunted.
It hurt so bad when they cut me. I was so old. The ripe old age of 234 and 69 days.
Well, I mean, that's... If you're going to die, it might as well be the 69th day. Looking on the bright side.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good advice, son of a cheese ghost. I'm sorry, I really wanted to do something, but I couldn't do anything. I'm a ghost. I could kind of try to spook them, but those pizza cutters, man, you haven't seen anything until you've seen those pizza cutters.
Could they hurt ghosts, though?
I bet they could have, the way they hurt that cheese.
It hurts so bad. I saw my friend Cheddar turned into Swiss.
Oh, what was that? Hold on. Sorry, Finkelstein.
Where have you been?
I had to go out for a leak, and I just didn't... I wasn't sure how to leave.
I'm being surrounded by ghosts.
I wasn't sure how to deal with the situation. I, like, didn't know if I should, like... say goodbye, like, or let everybody know I was going to take a leak. So I eventually just decided the easiest way was just to back out without saying anything and then come back.
Well, there's a cheese ghost.
Oh, there is a cheese ghost. Yes. Okay, great. So have any of them seen the shredders?
Yes, they have. The cheese ghost actually got killed by the shredders when he was still an old cheese. Like
200-something
years.
Oh, wow. That's a very ripe old age, cheese. You, at least you had a good run, I'd say.
Thank you!
And he did die on the 69th day, so...
Oh, that's the best day of the year.
That's what I said.
That is the, Moons and Suns Festival Day, where we, celebrate the two great orbs being on one of the opposite sides of each other, and,
there's a lot of sex.
Yeah, there's a lot of sex. You do one position, you do 69 while the sun is up, and then when the moon comes up, you switch.
Also known as the two moons position.
It's also known as the two moons position. But, so they've seen the shredders, though.
Yes.
Did you, see which way they went?
Yes! They went east, I think.
East, we've all left this whole time.
Yeah, they kind of just came from the other way. You might have missed the tracks.
So like, back where the banging trees are?
Yeah. I was actually hanging out by the banging trees the other day, and I saw the ghost of the tree penis. And there's a lot of sadness when you're a ghost, because you can see when other things die. And I just saw him, he was sad, he didn't want to say anything. He was very disappointed. And I saw him, picked up his ghost knapsack, and I asked him where he was going, and he said he was going to Little Johnson.
Well, how about Little Johnson? Well, we actually met someone from Big Johnson.
Yeah, we did. It's a pretty pretty nice town, Big Johnson, but Little Johnson, is that, I mean, why Little Johnson? Why'd he go there? That's such a disappointing town.
Well, I think that's just where disappointments go, to Little Johnson.
I suppose that makes sense.
It's kind of a purgatory if you can't quite get the job done and you go to Little Johnson.
Okay. Well, I will keep that in mind.
Yes, that's good advice. But, I think that the Cheese Coast is just, he's just soaking in the corner. I don't think he wants to talk anymore. He's seen some shit.
He's seen some pizza cutters, so what he's seen.
Yeah, pizza cutters and cheese don't mix. One of them is getting sliced, and it rhymes with wheeze. Dun dun dun.
Cheese. The answer is cheese.
Yes. You got it. Another one of my word plays, if you notice there.
You've been on fire today.
I read books, Finkelstein. A book, actually.
I've read a book. That must have been some book.
I'm pretty knowledgeable now. I'm quite the esteemed scholar, if I say so myself.
And you do.
Yes. Although I don't actually get to read much more of the book, because I couldn't turn the pages because my hands are so slippery from the soap. I can't get a good grip on them.
And it did have some graphic pictures.
And the graphic pictures were making me sweat, and the combined sweat with the soap, it was a no-go. I had to put it
in pretty bad condition when you repaired it.
Yeah, we'll work that out. We'll work that out with him. I mean,
I don't understand. We're two adventurers. We get a little dirty.
I'm just trying to keep my eternal soul because, if we die in this quest, are we gonna go? I don't want to go to Little Johnson. You have to deal with dead tree penises.
No one wants to do that.
Yeah, nobody wants to deal with that.
Speaking of which, we should probably head back east then.
Yeah, yes. Thank you, Zanzar.
No problem. I'll just go back to hunting this place and consoling this cheese and his Swiss friend.
All right, well, best of luck to both of you. Yes, all right. All right, let's get out of here, Finkelstein.
All right.
All right, I think so. There should be some tracks out of here that we missed on the way in. The fog's not as bad anymore.
Fourth face might be able to sniff it out.
Yeah. All right. We know they're not here. Call them over.
Fourth face, sniff this out.
All right.
We might have a little problem in the fact that he doesn't have a nose.
Oh yeah. Sometimes I forget that squids don't have noses.
Yeah. He just doesn't have a nose at all.
Huh. Well, can he just feel around with his tentacles? They gotta have, like, you know, he can cover more ground and just feel around for some footprints.
Yes, Fourface, if you can just feel around.
Oh. Yeah, just feel around for a bit, Fourface. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, he's going for it. How are we gonna know if he finds anything?
Well, he'll probably just switch faces, you know. He's looking pretty bored right now. He might get a little excited over finding something.
I guess that's true. If he changes from his bored face, then it'll probably mean he found something, at least.
He has to find something, yeah, right?
Maybe more ghost cheese.
Please, no. I've had far enough ghost cheese for one sitting.
Far too much just cheese atrocities that have occurred in this area.
Of course, yeah. The shredders be damned.
The foul beasts, indeed. It's all the more important that we take them down before more innocent cheese is taken to the grave. Oh.
I see what you did there, Beastag.
Yes, because the cheese was already taken.
And died.
Brutally murdered.
Oh, yeah, horribly. Oh,
I think he's changed face. I think he found something.
Oh, Fourface. What'd you find?
Hold on, I think it's over here. Is it? Oh, yeah, I see footprints.
Oh, yeah. Are those human footprints, though?
I think so. What do lesbians' feet look like, Finkelstein?
I mean, probably like any other person's feet, I imagine.
I guess so, right? I don't know.
Unless they're ghost lesbians and they don't leave footprints. That'd be a real damper.
I only saw the lesbians when they were in that hot tub. So I've never actually seen the bottom half, so I just wasn't sure they could have, like, who knows?
Who knows?
What they have down there. Flippers?
Possibly.
They're in the water, so, I mean, maybe that's how they work. Maybe they're part fish.
Maybe there's both land and water lesbians. Which ones are we looking for? We don't even know.
That's true. That's true. They could be in, they could be out in sea. Does that mean we gotta go out? I've never been to sea before. I've seen all the seamen come in from their trips, and they tell some pretty crazy stories out there.
The seamen are hardy lads. Yes. I will tell you that.
They're very determined. Once they set their sights on us goal, they just gun straight there. Well, we can only hope that we're chasing the right land treaders at this point.
Yes, well, then let's follow these footprints and see what happens.
All right, they are leading east. The ghost was right.
The ghost was right.
All right.
Keep that in mind. We can trust ghosts now. Possibly even cheese ghosts.
Yes, we can. Ghosts aren't all bad. They've got a bit of a stigma. But, you know, sometimes they're good, and sometimes they're just really sad because they've seen terrible things done to their cheese friends.
And to themselves as well.
And to themselves. And to themselves. Well, I mean, if you were going to become a ghost, how would you want to become a ghost?
Probably imploding.
Imploding?
Imploding. Sounds like the best way to go out.
What would cause you to implode? What are you... What scenario are you going to implode?
Possibly some magical density-increasing spell that's cast upon me and I implode.
Ooh, the density spells. The gravity wizards are not ones to be messed with, I'll tell you that.
That is true.
They can make you implode, and then you're a ghost who's also imploded.
You just I didn't know that. My ghost would be imploded?
Yes, that's the invisible ghost. You can't see some ghosts because they died from implosion, and they never unimploded. They never exploded.
Right. In order for an imploded ghost to be seen, they have to explode back.
Yes, exactly. Something has to make them explode, but it's very difficult because you can't see them because they're imploded.
The seamen would probably know about that.
The seamen know many things from their travels to cavernous places.
Yes, I believe Island G, they call it. They travel back and forth often.
Yes, of course, that's what it is. I have heard the seamen speaking of that. I, myself, if I were to become ghostified, I would prefer if it was... from just drowning in suds.
Drowning in suds, wow.
Drowning in suds.
That does fit you quite well, though, if you were to go out in one way.
Yeah, and then I lose my right arm, because I don't want my right arm.
You don't want your right arm?
Yes, my right arm is... It's really... Why do I have two arms? I don't need two arms. I can do all the things I can do. I only need one hand for the sword.
That is true.
And if I need to put soap, I put the sword down. You don't combine swords with soap.
But what if you need to multitask?
That's a bad combination. The sword can slip.
What if you're fighting, and then you also need to be cleaned at the same time?
Ooh, that's true. I didn't think about that. Alright, I'll keep the right hand. I'll keep the right hand.
That's probably for the
but
best.
I will die from drowning in my own suds.
Good.
It's a glorious death. It awaits me. And I will go to the great egg once again that Deodar was hatched out of, and then I will be hatched again.
This plan is a foolproof plan.
Yes.
Well, once we catch the shredders, let's do this.
Yes, let's die together. Let's become ghosts. And then...
Soap and imploding.
Yes. Soap and imploding. Perhaps imploding soaps.
Oh.
Yes.
That sounds juicy.
That's one. I can see that on the headlines of the Centennial Times right there.
That would be one clean headline.
Ooh, oh, yes. Yeah. I see what you did there.
Yes.
All right. Well, we're back in the grove again.
Oh yeah. I think
some of the branches.
I've been avoiding looking over there.
I think the branches have grown again, and some of the trees are starting to lose their leaves. It looks like they're exhausting themselves from the effort.
It does look like quite the effort, I must say. I'm glad I don't have to go through that.
Yeah, I'm glad. If there's one thing that I don't want to die from and be turned into a ghost, it's trying to have tree sex. It's just slow, and then, like, you spend that much time on it, and...
And then you're just dead.
And then you're just dead.
You basically don't even get to the good part.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just, you just spend the entire time trying.
It's all foreplay, and then it ends. There's not, you never actually get to the end.
So it's basically like normal sex, is what you're saying.
Yes, I don't know what kind of sex you're having, Finkelstein. But, yeah, I'd imagine so in your case, yes.
Yes.
But, the traps keep going through here. It seems they stop to admire this, the female tree.
Well, I mean, who could resist?
Yeah, I also agree. There's some makeup on the tree as well. Seems like they think, let's just move on. You know what? Let's just move on.
Let's keep going. These traps. Yeah.
All right. They're leading. There's a pond across the way.
Oh, yes, I see that.
Well, their footprints are lost in the pond. What should we do?
Should we cross the pond? I mean, last time we entered a water-type area, that didn't really go too well.
Yeah, no, who knows what's lurking in these waters. There's fog everywhere still. I don't trust this pond one bit, but I guess, you know what, let's just go across. Is there a boat that we can take? Quotations?
No, but Fourface is basically a boat. We do have him today.
That's true. We can convert him temporarily over to the water squid, the lesser known form of squid.
Of course. Land squids can still swim, it's just they're not prone to water.
Yes, yes, yes. They're not. It's like we walk on land, but we don't.
Also go swimming.
But yeah, we also go swimming, but it's like we're not meant for it forever.
It's like land humans versus water humans. Same thing with land squids versus water squids.
Exactly. It's a big debacle because, you know, the real estate at the shore is a pretty hot market.
It is.
And nobody, the water humans and the land humans, they can't decide, you know, who gets that property. Because that's the best property you can get.
On either side. I do look forward to getting that property one day.
Well, once we bring in these shredders, Finkelstein,
we will definitely have a property.
We're going to have the finest shoreside property. I can guarantee you that there will be soap suds as far as the eye can see going across the ocean.
And seamen will be visiting us every day.
And they will be visiting us every day to deliver us packages from far distant lands.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yes, I can't wait till the seaman comes in with his package, and I say, "Oh, is that?" I can see it now. Oh, I'll answer the door and I'll be like, "Oh, is that a package for me?" And he'll be like, "Oh, yes, there's a package, but I also have something else for you."
They always do have something else.
Yeah, and then it's usually like a nice tail or something.
Exactly. They're very nice people.
Yeah, they love to spin their tails out at sea. But, alright, let's just hop on. Let's just hop on
more face. Here. Come on. Come on, boy.
Alright.
There we go.
Alrighty. Alright, well, this pond is actually, it's not as big as I thought it was. No. It's hard to see, so you can't really see far.
But it's pretty small, by my calculations.
I think I can hear some ghosts again. I think they're just all around.
Yeah, this place is really haunted.
Yeah, this is clearly haunted. We probably should have guessed from the fog that we've entered the haunted bogs of Deodar. They're right next to the forest.
Oh, yes, I forgot about that. I should really carry a map around. A little bit.
Yeah, I don't know why. We were in town earlier. We had a library, but we didn't get a map. That's, you know, when we go back, we can see if we can get us a map.
Yeah.
But, alright, we're across here. Let me get off. Alright. Oh, I think I do see some tracks over there.
Okay. I guess we follow those.
Yeah, this is a pretty swampy area. I hope we don't lose them. You know what? I think we've come far enough. We've spoken to some ghosts. I don't want to go any further because the ghosts are really starting to, they're really starting to chatter. I think I can hear some cheeses wailing.
Oh, there's even more cheese that has died.
Yes.
Honestly, I'm not surprised.
No, the shredders are vicious. And they're absolutely 100% lactose intolerant. They have no excuses for cheese. They do not tolerate it.
That's why they use pizza cutters instead of graters.
That is why they use pizza cutters instead of graters. They don't even want to be associated. The cheese wants to be grated.
They just don't respect that at all.
Yeah, because the cheese knows. It's like, oh, I'm going to be grated.
Good, because I'm cheese.
That's good. You know, put me on a pizza. Put me on pretty much anything, really. Cheese goes. Put me on a sandwich.
Cheese goes on everything.
You know, they don't expect to be just brutally sliced on the pizza. They want to be grated on the pizza.
Exactly.
They don't want to be the pizza. Nobody wants to be the pizza.
No one wants to be the pizza.
Everybody wants to be the ones on the pizza or the ones eating the pizza.
I definitely prefer to be the one eating the pizza.
Yeah, that's the food chain.
That's the top right there.
That's
the one eating the pizza.
Food chain. We receive no pain because we're at the top, so we just get pure enjoyment out of it.
Well, I'm definitely enjoying where I'm at right now, hearing those ghostly howls.
Yeah, now
don't
I want to
be one of them.
Now I just want some pizza. I want a nice cheese pizza.
I could go for some pizza.
All right, you know what? I think we might have some stuff in our bag. Let's get a fire going.
Let's get a fire going.
All right. All right, there we go. Another record timing fire start by yours truly.
As per usual, I must say.
Yes, it's since it's a roadbed, I wish it's a very complicated process. I can't really explain it to you. I wish I could show you. If you could see, then you would understand just how impressive it is how I get this started all the time, so quickly.
I'm not sure they'd even be able to comprehend it though, because it's that good.
Yes, really. There's a lot of soap involved. I have a flint, of course. I'm not a fool.
You always have flint. Everyone always needs flint.
I buy it from the guy, Flint. It's just a bunch of rocks that you buy from Flint, and he writes his name on them. So that you know where to go. So somebody says, oh, how did you start that fire?
You'd be like, oh, my friend Flint.
Ah, Flint. Flint.
Flint is a good guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's a great guy. But all right, let me see what I have here in the bag. All right, well, you know what? I think I do have some cheese left over from our friend Rango. So,
we got multiple cheeses from him.
Oh yeah, he hooked us up. He hooked us up real good. But all right, I got some bread. We got a little bit left from when we were visiting the library. So that's good enough, right?
That's basically 90% of a pizza right there.
Yeah, that's basically my that's basically a pizza, yes. I mean, all I need is some tomatoes, I'd say. But we're lacking right now. Oh, wait a second. Fourface just turned around to one of his heads and his bored face just spat out a bunch of tomatoes.
I've never actually... Let's just eat them, you know?
Yeah, I don't know how his digestive system really works.
I don't
really
have an explanation for that one, but...
I mean...
I think...
I don't know how... Is one of his mouths... I mean, he's got four
he
holes.
He does have
is
four
one of
his
them,
mouth.
Is this his shit, is basically what I'm trying to say.
Well, why would he shit hole?
I don't know. I don't know land squid...
anatomy?
Anatomy, yeah.
Well, I don't either. I just tame them. And I tame them beautifully, I must say.
I beg to differ.
Well, you wanted tomatoes. He gave you tomatoes.
Alright, he did that.
You won't get that from every trainer.
For the most part, he's not even here, and then most of the time he's just eating all of our fish.
But he gives you tomatoes.
Alright, well, fine. Alright, I'll cut you some slack this time, Fourface. But, alright, then let's just throw it in on the fire here. And that's basically just put the bread out.
Or throw the tomatoes up.
Slice it up, mash it up. And sprinkle some cheese on. There we go. I think we got ourselves a pizza.
Let's dine.
But unfortunately, I think before we dine, I guess it's better because they can't even. Honestly, we'll just make them hungry. I think
that is
the
true.
Light on the mirror is
running out?
Going out.
Well, that's actually, honestly perfect timing.
Yes, now we can enjoy this pizza in peace. And, there's a little bit of, I can see some cheese ghost residue coming off of my pizza.
Well, that's probably just extra flavoring.
Yes, the their whales do they do add a little spiciness to it. There's nothing
I like imagine it tastes great.
There's nothing like a good cheese whale on your pizza. But citizens of Roadbed, well, hopefully this will turn on at some other point, probably next week. And
till then we'll be continuing the hunt.
Yes, well, if we lose their tracks, we'll just follow the wailing of the ghost cheese through the bog. Hopefully go out on the other side. Yeah, until next time, citizens of Roadbed, best of luck. I'm Bustang.
I'm Finkelstein.
And give us your money.
And we might just make you a pizza.
That's alright.
We're not going to make you a pizza, we just want money.
With extra whale.
Extra whale. We're probably the only ones who know how to put whale in our pizza.
Yes, you have to be in the bog. You have to be in the bog, because that's where the ghosts come alive. But now the mirror is definitely turning off.
Okay, let's go. I just want to eat.
Yeah, let's just eat.